Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Vitaly Servudis, the co-founder and CEO of Amerishield, and Brent Dilley, co-founder and COO of Amerishield. Amerishield designs and develops 100% U.S.-made PPE products for businesses, hospitals, schools, government agencies, and consumers. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. I know you have some exciting information to share. So by way of brief background, if you would, tell us about Amerishield to kick things off today.
Yeah, so we're, of course, very excited to talk about our company. Obviously, when the pandemic hit the United States, Brent and I got together and we had this problem like pretty much every American in the United States, where to get the masks, where to get the PPE, right, personal protective equipment. And so when we got together, we said, hey, listen, why don't we start making face masks? You know, there's basically no one in the United States, or very few companies in the United States, were making masks at a time. There's a huge shortage. We have a kind of background in engineering. And so we said, you know what, like, we can do this. We can get some machines in and start making masks, right? So we sat down, we thought of the name, and we couldn't think of a better name other than Amerishield, right? Like, one way to protect American public, right? So that's kind of how it started. We got our machine. We talked to a whole bunch of suppliers in the United States, and we said we're going to make a true American mask where we get American raw material and start producing masks here in Virginia. Our first mask rolled out like early April timeframe.
Yeah, thanks for hitting on some of the highlights, and especially I can appreciate where the name came from. That's awesome stuff right there. What are some of the key benefits involving Amerishield's line of disposable face masks? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to talk about that. I know a lot of the folks, you know, other than our you know, customers and users in the healthcare space are obviously more familiar with this than you know, the general public. So, you know, you might look at a blue disposable single-use face mask and think one mask is the same as any other, and that's definitely not the case. I mean, the primary benefit, not pertaining to the way the product performs, is that, you know, we're making that here in Virginia, employing Americans, giving out great manufacturing jobs. So we've created about 240 good-paying local manufacturing jobs as a result of this. As you can imagine, we're working overtime, so that's more money in folks' pockets coming for the holidays and things like that, which is something we're very proud of. As far as the mask itself, so we're as Vitaly said, we're sourcing those products in America from factories that we personally laid eyes on, we've personally visited, we've met the owners and the workers in those factories, and we can trust the quality of the product. Not only are we testing the quality of the incoming raw materials, but we're testing the quality of our masks so that the public and healthcare workers using Amerishield masks can know that our products meet the standards required to keep people safe. Fortunately, a lot of the product coming from overseas, especially China, you know, they have a habit of sending quality product for the first few orders, and then maybe the next few aren't such high qualities. Maybe the masks are tested at laboratories that aren't as well known as the U.S.-based laboratories that we use. So whether or not that mask is continuing to meet the product standards necessary on every single mask basis is unknown and something that's difficult to be trusted. Whereas with our product, you can trust that you're getting a great quality product every time. And then I guess lastly, I'll say as regards to the product, I know we've all had the sensation now of you reach into your box that you've paid for wherever you buy it at, and you take a mask out, you try to put it around your head, and by the time it gets halfway around your head, the ear loop is snapped off. So we hand test every one of our masks for ear loop integrity. So if you buy 50 masks from Amerishield, you know that all 50 are going to be of outstanding quality.
Yeah, thanks for hitting on some of those benefits there. Good information as well. Now, also, why is it important for consumers to know that AmeriShield's face masks are made within the USA?
Well, I think there's you know, several key factors here, right, for the consumers to be aware. First of all, number one, probably the most important thing is, are you getting the quality mask, right? And overseas masks, they can give you the certificate, they can say it's been tested, but no one has actually have like a, you know, proper like Nelson Labs certification stating that, hey, this mask really has been tested and really is up to the standards and really is gonna to keep the virus away from you entering your body, right? The control of raw materials is the key, right? So if they say, you know what, this one is halfway good, let's go ahead and put this into a mask, and then consumer doesn't know better, a mask is a mask, and the next thing they know is like their filtration material is not up to the standards. That means they're not filtering any sort of bacterial viruses. So I think consumers need to know, like, if it's USA made, it has to, like, we tested with Nelson Labs. We have the lab data. We can guarantee that our masks right now are level 2. So we can filter out 98% plus of the virus and bacteria, you know. So that's a guarantee. Second part is, how did we get in this kind of PPE mess, right? Big pandemic hits. All of a sudden, the only place in the world that manufactures this protective equipment is China, right? And China says, you know what, like, we have problem of our own. So all of a sudden, the rest of the world, including United States, says we cannot get any more masks, right? So if in order to, you know, the consumer should know, by supporting U.S. manufacturing, you're supporting your own supply of masks, right? So that's a big, big plus. You know, we have, like Brent said, we have 240 plus people that are currently working 24/7. You know, that's bringing jobs back to United States. It's not just like, that's only our facility. We're getting packaging from United States. We're getting raw materials from United States. It's adding a lot of extra work, extra jobs for United States. So, you know, even the truckers that are, you know, like, there's 4 trucks coming in on the almost, you know, daily basis coming in and out. That's jobs, you know. So all that, like, infrastructure that's creating, that's really important for consumers to note in supporting, USA jobs.
It makes total sense in every regard. Today, we're joined by Vitaly Servudis, co-founder and CEO of AmeriShield, as well as Brent Dilley, the co-founder and COO of AmeriShield, that designs and develops 100% U.S.-made PPE products for businesses, hospitals, schools, government agencies, and consumers. And they've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of quality, what quality control standards does AmeriShield follow in contrast to the competition?
Yeah, so we're getting our products tested at the highest quality, most trusted laboratories, probably in the world, but absolutely the United States. Nelson Labs is the one that you've probably heard a lot about on the news. So we're getting our product tested to ASTM standards. That's the American Society for Testing and Materials. The exact standard for your listeners that are overly technical is the ASTM F2100. We're also have our mask tested for biocompatibility. And what that test does is it makes sure that none of the raw materials that we use and none of the ways in which we process the raw materials would be likely to cause skin irritation, right? So we've had our products tested for that and confirmed that our product doesn't contain any impurities that would cause the skin to be irritated in any way. So we're protecting our folks, filtering out tiny particles. We're making sure the masks are comfortable to wear. As I mentioned before, we're hand testing every mask to make sure the ear loops don't fail. And we're testing the roll good that we receive in, every single roll good that we receive in for filtration is tested to ensure it meets the filtration needs. So not only were we doing the overarching laboratory testing to ensure that the product was designed correctly and responsibly, but we're doing ongoing testing every day to make sure that the product continues to be the highest quality of control standards. We've also achieved FDA's emergency use authorization, which means we can be used by any healthcare provider in the U.S., and we went through a thorough review with the FDA to look over our testing data and methods and so forth, and it does meet their expectations, and we're currently pursuing what's called our 510K, which is our full FDA approval.
And a big congratulations on that bit of information, and certainly does show clearly the contrast between the competition. Lastly, as we conclude today, what is the takeaway message listeners and consumers should remember about AmeriShield?
Yeah, so, first of all, like, we always get that question. It's like, well, where can we get these masks, right? So we always direct consumers to our website, which is www.getusamask.com. So that's really the first, we have a phone support. People always ask questions. Are you guys real? Is the mask really, up to the hype that everybody's talking about? And really we can, confidently say our masks are actually easier to breathe through because we're using the highest standards, right? So there's not many people know. It's like, they think, again, mask is a mask, but not all the masks are the same. And, the fact that you can breathe easier through the mask, but it still has the same level of filtration or greater than some other masks, right? That's a huge, huge thing. It's like, I'm sure you're wearing a mask yourself, and sometimes you're just like, it's like, oh, I need to get a fresh breath of air, right? Because it's just so hard to breathe through the mask, you know? So our mask kind of offer that comfort, of easier breathability,
And I'll just add one more thing as far as a final takeaway. We've said it multiple times, but we can't say it enough. We've created over 240 new quality manufacturing jobs. So every time you buy an AmeriShield mask, you're supporting an American job. So again, www.getusamask.com. We're now producing over 1 million of these masks on a daily basis, so close to 30 million per month. We'd like to continue growing. Many of the folks that we've hired have told us, hey, I was put out of work because my business was down. We had layoffs because of COVID. You're helping employ me. We're helping employ a lot of different families. So every time you buy a mask, you're helping to create or keep a job here in the United States. And for your listeners out there that maybe you go to a doctor's office or wherever it might be and you flip over the box and you see made in China or made somewhere else, maybe help give us a plug to the folks who you're purchasing it from or who you saw to say, hey, there's a group here, AmeriShield in the U.S. that are making a made in America product to the highest standards.
Yeah, and just to add to Brent's thing, I mean, that's a really, really big milestone considering that, late March, early April, we were just starting to make any masks, and currently we're doing 1 million a day. That's very, very impressive for a small business size as we are.
And that is no doubt very impressive, and I certainly thought about that as you had mentioned how many folks you've employed since the start of AmeriShield. That is more than impressive. Again, folks, it is getusamask.com. Gentlemen, thanks so much for all you do and for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much for having us again.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Vitaly Servudis, the co-founder and CEO of AmeriShield, and Brent Dilley, co-founder and COO of AmeriShield, that designs and develops 100% U.S.-made PPE products for businesses, hospitals, schools, government agencies, and consumers. And for further details, visit getusamask.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.